Well, you know, you wonder how ready Joe Biden is for a debate, as we just discussed. The New York Times' Thomas Friedman, who I've debated myself in the past, suggesting that Biden should do no debates at all, unless certain conditions are met, like there has to be a fact-checking team there to fact-check Trump while it happens. He says to fact-check both, but that's what he means during a debate. Anyhow, we'll get to that in a bit. My next guest, Jenna Bianco, is the president and chairwoman at American Bondholders Foundation. Jenna, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, so one of the things that this president has done from day one, and I don't think we can count on Joe Biden to do, and that is to do his level best to hold China accountable for a whole host of transgressions, whether it's the theft of intellectual property. We saw Christopher Wray here this week say that half of all investigations by the FBI when it comes to counterterrorism involve the Chinese and theft of American resources on a variety of levels. And so you wonder, with Joe Biden's contacts and interminglings with his son and so forth, and a $1 billion deal with the Chinese, what kind of a policy would we have with the Chinese in a Joe Biden presidency?
Well, I think we all better learn to speak Mandarin to begin with. Look, at the end of the day, we live in a time of identity politics, right? And labeling. So everybody has moved to this language of progressive movement. Why don't they call it what it truly is? It's not even Marxism. It's absolute straight up communism. And the reason they don't use that word communism is because it's illegal in the United States. But under a Joe Biden administration, we would be straight up communist in this country. His allegiance to the Chinese is overwhelming. We've seen it over and over and over. What he stands for in America, the defunding of our police, the movements that we see, the breakdown of our Constitution is clearly nothing but communism. We've seen that out of Bernie Sanders. Now he's teamed with Bernie Sanders. And we see that with Joe Biden jumping on that bandwagon.
Yeah, I don't believe America will vote for lawlessness. I don't believe America will vote for dismantling and dismembering police departments. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that America will vote for tearing down George Washington and, you know, other statues in the streets. I think that America's fed up with all of that. And yet Joe Biden says nothing about it, nothing at all. And so let's continue with the Chinese conversation, because I don't think that he's going to stand up to the Chinese any more than he stands up to the radicals rioting in the streets of America. Your thought?
I couldn't agree with you more. Look, thank God for President Donald J. Trump. He is a law and order president. He is holding feet to the fire with the Chinese. He's got still a long ways to go. Look, America just celebrated its independence, and we need to be independent from China, from Chinese companies. We need to bring our manufacturing back. More importantly, on behalf of the American Bondholders Foundation, we need to bring back the $1.6 trillion that China owes the American people. And instead of us paying $72 million a day to China via taxpayers' money on interest, we need to pay China with their own paper and use that $72 million a day to start building our infrastructure and getting recompense for the damages economically that China has created, compliments of their Wuhan virus.
Well, let me ask you this.
Well,
has this president
property that they've stolen?
Jenna, let me ask you this. Jenna Bianco here. Let me ask you this, Jenna. Has this president, Donald Trump, done enough to hold the Chinese to account? He did back out of the World Health Organization, said if you're going to be China-centric, we want nothing to do with it. But some of the things that he promised during his campaign, labeling China a currency manipulator and so forth, those things never did happen and have not come to pass. As far as the trade deals with China, a lot of the products that were promised to be sold to the Chinese has not come to pass yet either. There is some movement in agricultural products, but not the way we were promised that there would be. Certainly more could be done. Are you satisfied with what this president is doing?
Absolutely not. I think President Donald J. Trump needs to do a lot more. He ran on an America First agenda. I think he's being ill-advised by people like Secretary Mnuchin at Treasury, Mr. Goldman Sachs himself. I mean, look, that's how he made all his money in China. The pro-China lobby is massive. You've got Wall Street breathing down their throats saying, don't rock the boat with China, because that's how they make their money. And there's a lot that can be done. China has over 2,000 state-owned enterprises trading on our markets and our indexes, many of which we have seen are listed on bad actor reports from the Pentagon. That is a very serious issue with our national security. He needs to cut them off of capital markets. He needs to collect the money that is owed the American people. He has got to get tougher on China and stop listening to people like Mnuchin and Wall Street, and start listening more to Main Street America, that is suffering as a result of the Chinese. Our farmers are not getting made whole as a result of the so-called phase one trade deal. Personally, I call it phase none trade deal. And China is masters at stall tactics delays in hopes that they can oust President Donald J. Trump and get in a Joe Biden and turn our country upside down into a communist country just like the Chinese.
Well, I don't think you're wrong about that. As you see Chinese intervention all over the world in different places that I've traveled, Africa, Central America, South America, the Chinese are investing and moving into many of these places. America's certainly high on their list. John, I got to leave it right there. Johnna Bianco is the president and chairwoman at America Bondholders Foundation. I guess the takeaway, though, is Donald Trump needs to do more, but Joe Biden is not to be trusted. We'll leave it there. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for being here.
Thank you.
It is 25 after on a Thursday. Good to have you here in the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Please go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Become part of the movement. Later today, I'll be on Parler. It's going to be very exciting because everybody needs a new social media platform, right? Right. I do. 25 after. Don't go anywhere.